It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. How are you doing? Did you have a good Halloween?
Yeah, we did, man. There were a lot of kids out and about downtown here yesterday. We served 315 hot dogs and 125 kids in the Grand Theater, and there are trick-or-treaters all over the place. So beautiful day for trick-or-treating.
I had 10 show up at my house.
Okay, well, the idea of the chamber activity is to see if we can get them full of candy, you know, downtown. Then you won't have quite as many. So maybe it worked.
But now that's the most I've had in years. Yeah,
I suppose we probably had about, I don't know, 50 or so maybe.
There were definitely some interesting costumes out there. We were talking about a couple. There was a group I had to look at them for a long time to figure out what they were, and they tried to explain it to me, and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's so many different superheroes and things these days, it's hard to keep track of them all.
I think I had one Spider-Man. Well, I know for sure.
You probably had an Iron Man or two.
Maybe. Okay. And then I had a football player.
Okay.
There were one was a banana, a pineapple, and a guy dressed as a ninja. He said he was a fruit ninja.
Yeah, I had them out at my place too. The pineapple person. Yep.
Yeah, you know, the young lady dressed as a banana, I gave her one of the candies I gave her was a banana Laffy Taffy.
Should have given her a regular banana. It's probably not what she was going for.
Well, her pineapple friend had an actual pineapple.
Yeah, because I commented and said, hey, you got a pineapple. Who gave you the pineapple? She said, well, it matches my outfit. I said, I see that now. Yes, I'm not very observant. So, well, shall we salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Oscar Jesse Haug. Oscar was born on May 4th, 1910, and passed away on May 4th, 1996. Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th, yes.
Anyways, he entered active duty on April 28th, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged about 3.5 years later on October 5th, 1945 at Fort Custer, Michigan. He was a truck driver with Battery B of the 906th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Battalion in Panama. On his discharge, it said Fort Clayton Canal Zone. I had to look that up, and that's the Panama Canal. He spent 1 year, 2 months, and 6 days in overseas service in World War II in the Pacific Campaign. So he was on the Pacific side of the Panama Canal, most likely. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal, the American Defense Service Ribbon, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Oscar, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
And every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
Yeah, of course, Veterans Day is coming up. We're going to talk a little more about a couple of the programs here in a little bit.
But, yep, county offices will be closed that day.
It's November 11th.
Yep, next week I'll be listing off my Veterans Day promotions like I always do.
Right. That's good. All right, well, let's talk about the topic at hand here today. The VA is extending the presumptive period for Persian Gulf War veterans.
Yeah, the VA sent out a press release on October 27th discussing extending the period for presumption of service connection for veterans that served in the 1990 through 1991 Persian Gulf War, also known as Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I got a cousin who served in the first Gulf War, and he always refers to it as Desert Storm. So the Department of Veterans Affairs has extended the presumptive period to December 31st, 2026 for qualifying chronic disabilities rated 10% or more resulting from undiagnosed illnesses in Persian Gulf War veterans to ensure benefits established by Congress are fairly administered. If an extension of the current presumptive period was not implemented, service members whose conditions arise after December 31st of this year would be substantially disadvantage compared to service members whose conditions manifested at an earlier date. Limiting entitlement to benefits due to the expiration of the presumptive period would be premature, given that current studies remain inconclusive as to the cause and time of onset of illnesses suffered by Persian Gulf War veterans. And VA presumes certain medically unexplained illnesses are related to Persian Gulf War service without regard to cause, including chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, functional gastrointestinal disorders. Also included are undiagnosed illnesses with symptoms that may include but are not limited to abnormal weight loss, cardiovascular disease, muscle and joint pain, headache, menstrual disorders, neurological and psychological problems, skin conditions, respiratory disorders, and sleep disturbances. Persian Gulf War veterans who are experiencing any of the symptoms listed above and other unexplained medical issues are encouraged to file a claim. And to do so, you can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I know you got that number because I laid it out there for you.
And you are such a good person for doing that.
That
is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still kind of gardeny, but leafy level, probably.
Yeah, we had some frost this morning.
We did yesterday, too.
I had to start my truck so let the frost get off my windshield.
Yeah.
So
that time of the year.
Yep. I mowed yesterday, and I was thinking, is this going to be the last time I'm mowing this year? Might be.
So. Never know. All right. Well, we wanted to plug a couple of things coming up here, Josh. Over in Dawson at Hilltop Bar and Grill, they're going to be having a Veterans Day meal on Thursday, November 11th, complimentary meal. And that'll be served to veterans and their surviving spouse. Veterans of the Dawson area are invited with one guest, and others who'd like to attend can purchase a meal for $10. And you can get information to pre-register there by November 3rd, which is Wednesday, 320-769-2561. Or 320-769-4518.
It's a turkey dinner. I went to it a couple years ago, and it's...
Yes, it is. Turkey dressing, potatoes, gravy, and all the trimmings with that.
So. If you leave hungry, it's your fault.
Yeah, looks like it, yes. And then, of course, we have the Veterans Day programs coming up. Just briefly here on those, we'll talk more about those, get a little closer. Thursday, November 11th, it's a Veterans Day program at MMN Elementary Gym at 10:30 in the morning. We'll have that for you live here on Q92. And Lackbarrow Valley Middle School and High School will be hosting a Veterans Day celebration Thursday, November 11th, 2 p.m. in the high school gym. And we will be broadcasting that one as well here on Q92 on that afternoon. So.
County offices will be closed that day because of it's a federal holiday. Next week I'll be talking about all of the area promotions. You know, there's a lot of restaurants
and freebies and discounts and
a lot of promotions going on during Veterans Day that veterans can take advantage of.
Yep, they deserve them.
Yep, and I've been known to participate in a few of them myself. So.
All right, the Grand Theater will have free admission for veterans, of course, locally here. So
that's Veterans Day is a Thursday.
Yeah,
isn't
we'll
it?
Do it. We'll do it on a Monday or one of the days close.
Okay.
So we'll
or
be announcing
the Friday
it.
Or?
Yep. We'll figure out which day we'll do that.
I hope you have good movies.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure exactly what we've got coming in yet, but
I know the James Bond movie was good.
We'll find out. Okay. Good. Glad you liked it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a Bond fan. So.
Yeah. Well, can't mess with James Bond.
No. It's hard to.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benning, a Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the air on Q92. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.